Good afternoon, everybody. My name is Sally Kalen, and you are listening to my podcast, Relationships, the Good and the Messy, where we discuss everything relationships. We also dive into the spiritual aspect of our lives, as I believe that that is where all the answers lie. I know for me, my breakups were the catalysts of epic spiritual transformation. And it is how I found myself in the most profound way. And that is what I hope I can do with these podcasts, is shining a light on your situations and at the same time giving you some tools and strategies in helping you find the answers you are seeking. So without further ado, today's podcast is going to be fairly quick podcast, but I have a message for you and a little exercise I'd like you to do. So if you're driving, don't do this right now, but when you're sitting down and you're calm and in a good space, I'd like you to just place your hand over your heart. Now, your heart generates a magnetic field all around you, as does your brain, right? But your heart is the biggest electromagnetic field that we have. And by tapping into our heart center, we are adding more love, more joy, more peace into our existence. You see, we spend so much time in our headspace, right? And if you're dealing with a messy relationship right now, or you're going through a lot of pain, a lot of grief, a lot of that is coming from the stories you're telling yourself and you're in your headspace. Now, don't get me wrong, it is important to process those feelings. It is part of the healing that we are going to be in our headspace some of that time. But at some point, we need to then drop back into our heart center and ultimately live from that place as much as possible. So, like I say, just place your hand on your heart right now and feel into this present moment. Just take a breath inwards and out. Just take a breath inwards and out. Become very aware of your own heart. Now, when I'm talking to clients or friends about intentions and manifesting and creating, I always suggest that they come from their heart space. They get out of their heads and into their hearts and feeling into that center. If you are learning to meditate, or if you are someone that meditates, then a very good meditation is to literally pull in energy and pull that energy in as you breathe and direct it right to your heart space like a white light, and see that energy, that magnetic field, expanding further and further and further outside of yourself, getting bigger and bigger and bigger. The more often you can become present with your heart space, you are going to see shifts in your own life. You are going to experience a different way of feeling around in your own life existence. This was a game changer for me, and it is something that I learned many, many years ago, but it is something that I've brought back into my life in a really big way in recent times. I've realized, even for myself, I have spent too much time probably in my headspace on certain things. And the moment I drop back into my heart, I get a shift in perception, my energy changes, my vibration changes. And there is this inner peace that radiates from that heart center. So think about your own life right now and think about, say, an intention, a desire that you have when it comes to, say, your relationship. What is going on for you? How much are you in your headspace when it comes to that? What are you telling yourself? What are you thinking? You're all in the headspace, right? A lot of the time, you're trying to solve the problems in the headspace. You're trying to figure things out from the headspace. So I suggest you allow yourself to drop more into your heart with your hand literally over your heart space and feeling into that and asking the questions that you need answered. What is the next right thing that I need to do? And just feel your heart. This is where you can do the affirmations. I am love. I am peace. I am successful. I am happy. I am fulfilled, etc., right? But you're feeling it more from a heart space. Now, this can be unusual for a lot of people, and it doesn't feel like normal because we are so used to being all in our thoughts. And the moment we start adapting to a way of living from our heart center, as I mentioned, you are going to see shifts in your life. And that is basically the message I have for you today, guys. We can definitely dive deeper into this subject, but it's something that I just wanted to share with you today, as I've had a weekend of full meditation and a lot of heart-centered work. And I'm working with some clients at the moment around this particular area. And it is just so important because it literally changes your vibration. It changes your energy field, right? The power that we really have. We are so much more than we think we are, right? So much more. We are literally a spiritual being having this human experience. We're temporarily here. I know we can all have our different beliefs, but I know this, right? And by learning to come more from that higher state, which is your heart, it really is, you are going to experience a different way of living and feeling and being. So take some time today, lean into that energy, breathe into it, to spend some time with yourself, with your heart. I love you. Care for you. I'm here for you. You are not alone. Talk to your heart. It is so, so powerful. Okay, guys, I hope that was a little bit helpful for your day. I am sending you so much love. I have a new coaching program that I'm launching, a one-to-one program. If you are interested in working with me, then please DM me for details or reach me at hello@sallykalen.com. Please follow me on Instagram, Sally Kalen, and yeah, please reach out if I can be of any assistance to you on your journey. A lot of the work that I do has a very spiritual essence to it, because I totally believe and know that our relationships with ourselves is key, and oftentimes through our breakups, through our struggles, it is when we have the biggest transformation. When everything's pulled away from us and we are feeling like, where do I go now? It can be the time where we totally recreate ourselves and find ourselves on a spiritual soul level. And that is what my program is all about, my coaching program. So definitely reach out and ask about that. And stay tuned for further episodes, as I'm going to dive a lot deeper into these subjects more and more. But if you have any questions for me, please, as I say, message me hello@sallykalen.com, and I will definitely get back to you. And I am sending you so much love. Take care of your hearts, and I will be back in the next couple of days with a new podcast.